From talking mouths.
A few years ago, someone took it upon themselves to put a few garden gnomes strategically along South Pod. I think it was Joe DeGraff.
It wasn't me messing around with Scott's trail there.
I think that's Anthony DiLorenzo that punked it. I'm not sure, but I've seen one up on Starbucks, so it's either him or Burbage. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I think there's a garden gnome in Anthony's yard, actually. Yeah.
I'm going with Anthony.
Oh, yeah. The record needs to be set straight on the gnomes, and there's a few things that need to be said here. There's no gnome in my garden. Someone's trying to put this on me.
Well, I think we know who that someone is.
I know. I had nothing to do with the ones on Southpaw. I will cop to putting the gnome on Starbucks Revenge. I stole it from my friend Lan Pearson, so I hope he doesn't listen to this podcast. He was like a, you know, a little 12-inch tall little gnome. He had the little spring feet, you know, he kind of wobbled around. I put it up there. Now, there's a mystery there in itself, because that gnome, the next season I went up there and he had been decapitated. His little feet were sitting there and there was nothing left. I never found the rest of them. So it could have been a wild animal, but I think it's more likely that it was probably the original gnome culprit out for revenge. So the mystery of who put the gnomes on South Powell's is not going to be solved by talking to me.
I'm a sucker for a good mystery, which is why I've decided to ditch the oral histories and start a true crime podcast called Gnomicide, Life on the Single Track. Before I quit, though, I would like to share one final history of a Yukon Trail for which Anthony offered an excellent suggestion.
You know, the work that's been done on the Dream right now is just like at a whole complete other level from anything in town.
Countless others, including me, totally agree. I'd honestly plan to make the Dream Trail the focus of the next episode. I even talked to the main builder at great length, but for reasons I won't get into, the origin story of that amazing work in progress will just have to wait, let's say for a later day and a better time, and we'll leave it at that. Instead, I'll be sharing the history of another alpine epic, one that I'm pretty sure Anthony will appreciate almost as much, if not more. You probably know this trail as Starbucks Revenge, but to me it's more like Anthony's Revenge. I'm still not sure what I did to deserve the can of cardio whoop-ass he opened on me during a late summer Starbucks excursion. However, my recovery is complete, the interviews are done, and I'm now editing the story of how Tony, Alex Sokolon, and Paul Burbage braved the fire swamp to bring you Starbucks Revenge. Hang in there. This one's actually gonna happen.